This is Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based healthcare. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. This show is designed to provide common sense, science-based strategies for a healthy life. I'm your host, Dr. TJ Williams, and with me, as always, is Aaron. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing great.
So today, I'm super excited about the show today. Today, we are going to be talking about whole body cryotherapy. I'm so excited. Aaron can just see it in the studio here.
Yeah, no, this is a new treatment that they're offering at the Institute of Natural Health, and we're going to talk about all of the benefits that have been shown to that for cryotherapy and all of the things you need to know to come in and try it for yourself.
Yeah, it's way cool. So to start off, a little bit about whole body cryotherapy. It's a treatment I'm sure a lot of you have heard of. It's been gaining popularity for quite a while. There have been centers popping up kind of throughout the country, but a lot of popularity has come from the increased use by professional athletes and other celebrities. You'll see them post to their Facebook page or Instagram or things like that. It's like one of the Real Housewives show, I forget which one, they used it and they had a whole segment on their show going through that. But yeah, it's way, way exciting. So what is cryotherapy? So let's break down the word into its parts. Cryo comes from the Greek word cryo, meaning cold, and therapy comes from the Greek word meaning curing or healing. So basically, cryotherapy breaks down to mean cold healing. It's a non-invasive, advanced recovery pain management method. It's kind of a nutshell way to explain it. Originally developed in Japan in the 70s to treat rheumatoid arthritis, but now it's being used to treat things like stimulating natural weight loss, decreasing inflammation throughout the body, managing and reducing chronic pain, slowing aging, smoothing wrinkles, increasing energy, shortening recovery time, treating skin conditions, improving overall health, and enhancing mood and state of mind. So cryotherapy has gained popularity in the U.S. over the past decade, and it's been popular for quite a long time in Europe. And actually, in a lot of countries in Europe, it's actually covered by their health insurance.
So this is a safe treatment, and it's a little scary to hear that your body is going to be put to extreme cold temperatures. But this has been used for a long time, and there are just a ton of benefits for only 3 minutes. And, you know, it's an inexpensive way to get a lot of the benefits that he just listed.
Right, right. Yeah, and hopefully you'll understand a little bit more about it when we get finished with the show today, what to expect, what it's like, what the thing looks like and stuff. But, you know, it's pretty amazing that, you know, in other countries that this thing, they're actually see the benefits enough that they actually will cover this with health insurance. So it's kind of interesting
right.
to me.
But pharmaceutical and insurance companies don't really have the pull that they have in the U.S.
That is that is very, very true.
So it I think probably what is covered depends more on the benefit in other countries than it necessarily does here.
That is true. And it's also a whole lot cheaper in other countries for health insurance. But, you know, we'll leave that alone for there. Okay, so the goal for us here at the Institute of Natural Health has always been to offer treatments that actually work. So we offer treatments that are used by those who have access to everything, people like professional athletes and other celebrities. And we like to take those therapies and make them available to the general public. So whole body cryotherapy is an amazing treatment because it only takes, like Aaron said, 3 minutes, and it has so many benefits. And while the benefits build on each time you have a session, so that means that the more frequently you use it, the more the benefits will actually build upon themselves, and the benefits will last for longer periods of time. So basically, for low cost and a short investment of time, you can see a huge change in your health, which basically that's a lot of bang for the buck.
Right, which I think is what everyone is looking for at this point, a way to improve their health without it being extremely expensive. And that's kind of what we're always looking for.
Or extremely time consuming.
Right.
I mean, time
no, exactly.
is money.
Exactly.
Time is money. So how does cryotherapy work? So let's get into this for just a second. Basically, it's administered through a state-of-the-art cryo chamber that utilizes nitrogen to produce temperatures that would otherwise be unattainable.
Yeah.
These are super cold temperatures.
And I just want to point out, we did a lot of research and looking at, there are a lot of different cryotherapy chambers that are available in the United States. And we wanted to make sure that we were getting the most state-of-the-art chamber and the one that was going to be the safest and still provide the greatest benefit. So.
Right, right, exactly. So basically what happens is the cold air is evenly dispersed throughout the cabin. So you stand inside of this thing, and it causes a rapid decrease in skin temperature during the three-minute session. The sudden drop in temperature causes the body to use its natural defense mechanism to cold is vasoconstriction. And that means the blood vessels are getting smaller. And that sends the blood in our circulation rushing into our core, into our, you know, into our area where our heart and our lungs are sitting. And basically, when that happens, we're doing that to preserve our vital organs so we maintain life. But along with the blood, inflammation also goes into the core. And when we're able to get the blood into one location, we're able to hyperoxygenate or supersaturate the blood with oxygen. And when we do that while we're bringing the inflammation in, basically the body's able to buffer this inflammation back down. And then once the session is over and you step out of the chamber, the vasodilation occurs. And vasodilation is when your blood vessels get larger. And basically then the blood starts flowing right back out into the tissues to help warm the body. So you're sending expanded, fresh, nutrient-rich, and oxygenated blood back to the body at a magnified rate. And it promotes healing of damaged tissues and cellular structures.
And I'm guessing that vasodilation is what makes people feel so amazing, because people report feeling, you know, euphoric afterwards, like they can run a marathon and they have so much energy. Is that from the vasodilation?
Yeah, it also has to do with the fact that there are a lot of endorphins that are made when this happens. And so kind of like you get a runner's high, if people have ever talked
right.
about feeling good after exercising or running, it's similar to that, only most people have reported that it's more intense than that. So we said earlier that that you use nitrogen gas. So I just want to talk a little bit about nitrogen. So nitrogen is an inert gas. That means that it's non-flammable. It's not dangerous. In fact, if you just look at the air around you or feel the air around you, wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. I couldn't help myself. Sorry. sorry. It's a bad joke. But
Liz
anyway,
laughed.
Yeah, Liz.
And I tried to.
Liz laughed. Yeah, exactly. And I cracked myself up.
Yeah.
So the air that we breathe is actually about 78% nitrogen. So the liquid nitrogen that's used, it's inside these chambers. It's confined. You're not getting into any kind of liquid nitrogen. The chamber is what you stand in, and the liquid nitrogen is actually inside containers, and it's sent through a tube, and the chamber itself is what disperses the nitrogen gas at a very controlled rate to surround your body, to chill the air, and so you don't have to worry about anything with regard to getting into liquid nitrogen. That's not what the purpose of the chamber is. But where there has been some research is actually looking at temperature change in the body. So when you're in that chamber, it's a dry nitrogen vapor that's circulating around you. So your skin has these things called thermoreceptors, which are receptors that tell your body what the temperature is in the environment that you're in. It's basically what tells you that it's hot or that it's cold. And so when the dry nitrogen vapor is circulating around you, your thermoreceptors are tricked into thinking that you are super, super cold. And what happens is then your body thinks that it's really way too cold, and all that's really happening is it's penetrating the body about a millimeter thick. It's not going all the way through you or anything like that. It's just super cooling your skin. And in fact, the biggest change in temperature happens in your legs, where your legs will drop 10, 15 degrees on the surface of the skin. Whereas as the blood goes to your core will really only drop about a degree, maybe a degree and a half. So as your skin is cooling and your thermoreceptors are being tricked, your body just tries to move this blood into your core. And again, this happens by the process that we said earlier. It's called vasoconstriction. And like I said before, when that blood is in there, you're hyperoxygenating that blood and or superoxygenating that blood because we have less oxygen or less blood, rather, traveling down through our tissues. So we don't have the blood, as much blood traveling to our arms, dropping off oxygen all the way there and picking up carbon dioxide all the way back. Instead, the blood is staying in your core and becoming really oxygenated. And it's like we said before, when you step out of this chamber, those blood vessels open up and that blood just rushes back to your extremities and carries that oxygenated blood back with you. But here's the most interesting part. Researchers have started to notice that your body just kind of knows where injuries have taken place. So say somebody has tennis elbow or they have a sore knee. Your body just kind of knows to send a little bit more of that nutrient and oxygen-rich blood back to that specific area to help heal and repair. That's what's really cool about this. Your body just knows. There's like there's this innate ability to heal. Can you believe that? Your body actually knows how to heal itself?
Well, it's just funny. That's so much of what we talk about. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And researchers are starting to show this. And so we've talked about inflammation on the show before, and we've got to take a break here in just a minute, but I want to get this in. Remember, inflammation is because we have decreased blood flow, oxygenated blood flow to an area. And then the body responds by trying to increase blood flow to that area. And the when the, that increase happens, those blood vessels try to swell, and we start sending white blood cells to the area. And these white blood cells release chemicals that cause pain and swelling. But when you cool the area, the blood vessels shrink or vasoconstrict. And when this happens, less chemicals are released and less fluid is going into the area. And this also affects the nerves because the nerves get cool and they stop transmitting the pain. So what happens, 3 minutes in the cryo chamber, equivalent to 45 minutes in an ice bath. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, all right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what the chamber looks like and what to expect when you come in and try cryotherapy for yourself. This is Wellness 101. Welcome back, everyone. If you're just tuning in, this is Wellness 101, and today we're talking about cryotherapy. It's pretty exciting. It's a new therapy that we have at the Institute of Natural Health. When we left, we said that we were going to start talking about what the chamber looks like and what to expect if you come in, and then we're going to get into some research. I'm a research nerd, and I have got some really cool stuff to talk about there. So what's the chamber look like? It's octagon shaped. It's basically you stand inside of it. It's your head will be sticking out. It's about 6 foot tall. And don't worry if you're shorter than 6 foot tall. There are risers that make sure that your head is sticking out. So that's basically what it looks like. It's an octagon shaped device that you stand inside of. It's pretty interesting. So what to expect when you come in? Basically, when you come in, the staff will greet you. They'll walk you through the entire process, and they'll talk you through everything that is going to happen. But they're going to take your vitals, and then they'll walk you back to the changing room. We'll provide you with socks and slippers and gloves and a robe and a towel. It's important that you're completely dry when you get into the chamber because it's super cold and moisture could freeze instantly and may result in a little bit of frostbite, and we definitely don't want that.
Yeah, and also we have things to cover, like he said, socks, slippers, gloves, your hands and your feet, because as you know, we discussed earlier, all of the blood is rushing away from your extremities.
Right, and so those items are there to protect to protect your extremities, so they don't get frostbite or anything. And you can't wear any jewelry. Earrings are usually okay, as long as they're not too dangly. But you can't have necklaces on or rings or anything like that. You got to take all that stuff off because the cold metal will transmit cold way faster than the air will. So when it's your turn, you will walk into the cryo room from the changing room, and you'll step into the chamber, and then the door is closed behind you. It's never going to be locked, so you'll be able to open it at any time. If you get too cold, if you can't handle it, you just push the door open, and the treatment stops on its own. A member of the staff will be in the room with you the entire time during your treatment. In fact, they have to be there. It's a safety precaution. They have to be there to actually operate the thing, so you can't be in there doing anything or getting a treatment by yourself. The staff will, like I said, will be with you. During the treatment, basically a dry nitrogen vapor is going to enter the chamber and begin cooling you down. You'll see like a fog. It's kind of like a fog machine fog. That's what the nitrogen will do. It's cold. Again, if any time you need to stop the treatment, you feel free. But at the end of the three minutes, the staff member will hand you back your robe. While you're still in the chamber, you put that on, you step out, and you go back into the changing room where you change back into your clothes. It's very, very fast. However, it may feel like a long 3 minutes while you're in there really, really cold. But the staff member will be talking to you, telling you how long it's been, how much time there is left, talk to you about current events or whatever, just to keep your mind off the fact that it's super cold. But then once you're dressed and finished, you can just head up to the front desk and get checked out, schedule your next cryo session or IV therapy or hyperbaric or whatever it is you're coming back for. So that's it. It's pretty quick. People are usually can be in and out of there in well under 10 minutes, depending upon how long it actually takes you to go through the changing process.
Right.
But yeah, it's pretty quick. Risks. We get a lot of questions about risks. And yes, there are some risks, even though it's very well tolerated. There can be fluctuations in blood pressure. So if people have severe hypertension, you actually can't get in the chamber. It is possible for people to have an allergic reaction to the cold. Even though it's super rare, it can happen. And then people could be claustrophobic as well. And so...
Yeah, and your head is sticking out
yes.
of the chamber, which makes it easier. And also, it's good that you're in a medical clinic so they know how to treat you if you do have an allergic reaction. It's extremely rare. And so while it's being mentioned, that doesn't generally happen.
No, most people tolerate it very, very easily. Other contraindications, you can't go in there if you're pregnant, as with most medical procedures. Like I said, severe high blood pressure. If you've had a heart attack in the last 6 months, you have to have been cleared by your doctor that you can exercise. And we would actually have to have a note from your cardiologist that says that you're cleared to exercise. You can't go in if you've had uncontrolled seizures, if you've had a recent stroke, if you currently have a fever, you can't go in. If you have any kind of symptomatic lung disorder, you can't go in. People with like COPD or things like that, you can't go in with that. Or if you have an active infection. And then another one is Raynaud's disease. And for those of you who don't know, that's a circulation disorder that affects your fingers and toes, and you don't circulate very well, and your hands get really cold and your feet get really cold, and you can't go in with that either. And if you have that, trust me, you know. If you're not sure if you've got it, trust me, you will know if you have Raynaud's. And that's about it. I might have forgotten one or two, but for the most part, that's it. So I'm really excited. Let's talk about what it can help.
Yes, definitely, because we've got a lot to cover.
Yes. So we've talked about inflammation on this show before, and if you haven't heard us talk about inflammation, go back and listen to our past shows. We've got inflammation sprinkled throughout.
Inflammation is a cause of so many different conditions.
It's the one thing that pretty much every single human condition has in common. So everything has inflammation as a component. So I found it very exciting. I looked at a study where the researchers looked at this stuff called irisin. Now, irisin is an exercise-induced hormone. So this stuff, what it does is it activates genes and proteins to transform white fat cells into brown fat cells. Then brown fat cells continue to burn energy after you finish exercising. And the other thing that irisin does is it inhibits the formation of fatty tissue. So that's quite a combo. So we increase fat burning and we decrease our formation of fatty tissue. So irisin by itself is a myokine, and a myokine is a type of cytokine. And I know I'm just throwing out random words here, hopefully they're not going right over the top of your head, but cytokines are just cell messengers, and myokines are the same thing. They're cell messengers. They're just made by muscle cells. So irisin burns fat by causing an increased oxygen consumption and therefore thermogenesis or increased body temperature. So the study that I'm talking about looked at men aged 31 to 47, and they found that in the men who were not active, the irisin level went up very significantly. But the best part about the study to me is that they monitored this stuff called high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. It's an inflammatory marker, and if you come to the Institute of Natural Health, we oftentimes check high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. Ask any of our patients, they'll all tell you, oh yeah, I have my CRP, Ryan. And this stuff called hepcidin, and that's a hormone that regulates iron metabolism. They found that cryotherapy decreased both, confirming the anti-inflammatory effect of cryotherapy. That's just so cool to me.
I know, and it's probably not that cool to other people listening. But
they're listening to me sounding like a little kid in a candy store all
right,
excited.
Right, and that you're excited. And I think the bottom line here is that there is research showing that this really does work. That
right.
There are so many different treatments out there. There are so many ways that you can spend your money if you're looking to get healthy. And that's why we really try to focus on the things that have research behind them and have been shown to show an actual effect.
I've got a couple more that I'm super excited about.
All right.
She rolled her eyes at me, ladies and gentlemen. You couldn't see it in your car or at home, but she rolled her eyes at me. Okay, so there's a study that looked at fatty acids. So we've all heard about omega-3s and omega-6s and omega-9s. So omega-3s are anti-inflammatory in general, and our omega-6s are pro-inflammatory. So what we have to do is we have to get these things from food. They're essential fatty acids. And so modern American diets are really, really high in omega-6s, which is contributing to this chronic inflammation that's fueling this chronic disease epidemic that we have. And the ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s should be somewhere between 1-to-1 and 4-to-1. However, most Americans have an omega-6 to omega-3 ratio between 10-to-1 and 25-to-1. So we're way out of whack here with our omega-6s. We get way too many. So you got to be careful when you read research and read literature, because they talk about omega-3 to 6 ratio and the omega-6 to 3 ratio. So you got to pay attention to which way the numbers go. Well, in this study,
because I'm guessing most people aren't reading research studies.
Well, yeah, that's true. They're probably
right.
Probably
but if you
not.
Are, I'm but glad you that are, you have given them the heads up on that.
Pay attention to which way the ratio is. If they say it's 6-to-3, it's 25-to-1. That means they have 25 times more sixes than threes. But what the study did is they put people into the cryotherapy chambers, and they found that after the 12th cryotherapy treatment, omega-6s decreased, which would mean that the omega-3 to 6 ratio would have gone up. And we want a high omega-3 to 6. We want a low omega-6 to 3. The omega-3 to 6 ratio went up, meaning that cryotherapy by itself is beneficial for us in helping change this omega-3 to 6 ratio. This, too, is another thing confirming that it's anti-inflammatory in nature. How cool is that?
Yes, it is very cool.
I think she's patronizing me, ladies and gentlemen. I think she's patronizing me. I've got another blockbuster study. As soon as we come back from the other side of this break, we're actually going to talk about cholesterol panels and how cryotherapy affects your cholesterol. And then we're going to get into some other benefits of cryotherapy. We'll be back right after this. This is Wellness 101.
Turn it up!
is Wellness 101.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about cryotherapy today, which is a hot, new, exciting piece of equipment that we have at the Institute of Natural Health. It's so fun. Erin's got something to say. She's like up at the microphone, like just itching to talk.
Well, it just dawned on me that to some extent we're just sounding like an advertisement here, and that isn't the intent. We are not the only place in St. Louis that has a cryotherapy unit. And so we really want to go over the benefits and let everyone know kind of what you can expect, what it can do for you, but you don't have to come to us.
Right.
So again, I don't want this to seem like...
So you're welcome, you other locations out there that have cryotherapy units.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
We explained it for you.
You can send the check to the Institute of Natural Health.
No, but I want everyone to know that this is... We're talking about it because it really does help. And that is really the purpose of our show. I mean, that's why that we have gotten a cryotherapy unit, but it's not... This isn't just for us to advertise for us.
Right.
Go wherever... Go
wherever the wind takes you.
Yep.
So that's my motto. Wherever the wind takes you.
By the way, let it blow you to the Institute of Natural
Oh, Liz is the best.
That was the wind.
Yes, exactly. It was the wind. Oh, me. All right. So before break, we were talking about a study that showed that cryotherapy, 12 sessions of cryotherapy could alter your omega-3 to 6 ratio, which is actually pretty cool. And I said that when we came back that we were going to talk about what it can do to cholesterol. So this is, I mean, I was blown away, and I'm so excited that I have this research article. So this study, looking at lipid concentrations. So it basically took 50 men and put them into three groups doing either 5, 10, or 20 cryotherapy sessions, and they looked at lipid panels. They looked at total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. And what they found is that after 20 sessions, they found a 35% decrease in triglycerides. Now, mind you, these people weren't doing anything but cryotherapy, 35% decrease in triglycerides. They also found about a 20% increase in HDL. It was actually 18.87% increase in HDL. For those of you out there who don't know what HDL cholesterol is or triglycerides, let me back up and talk about that for a second. So our HDL cholesterol is our good cholesterol. It helps clean up the mess, and it's very cardioprotective. Triglycerides are basically a measure of, really, in all honesty, it's a measure of a poor diet. The more fat and sugar together you eat, the higher your triglycerides will be. But then they also found that LDL cholesterol, our bad cholesterol, our sticky cholesterol, decreased by 25.5%. Wow.
Yeah. This is huge because so many people have issues with cholesterol.
Golly, you said it.
Well,
I mean, and
also I think it's pretty amazing because a lot of, you know, what are considered alternative therapies, basically, you know, anything that isn't pharmaceutical drugs, does not have a ton of research behind it. So the fact that we do actually have the research here to show it.
No, but I've got a lot of patients that show it.
No, exactly. And that's why I think so many of the things that we talk about and that, you know, are available at the Institute of Natural Health are getting these huge followings because people who try them know that they work.
Yeah, and they're sustainable.
Right.
So on top of those crazy decreases in cholesterol numbers and increases in the good stuff, they've had some subjects doing a 30-minute step-up exercise. So basically, they just did, you know, had an aerobics or a stair in front of them. They just stepped up and down, up and down, up and down for 30 minutes. And the people that did that plus cryotherapy saw their total cholesterol drop by 43% and their LDL cholesterol drop by 52%. I mean, those are just astronomical numbers. Okay.
Yeah. Life-changing.
Very life-changing. So this is massive for people suffering with high cholesterol because there are a lot of people out there that just don't want to take statin medications. They've watched their parents take them or someone they love take them, and they've seen all of the negative side effects that come with statin medications, and they just don't want to take it. And I know that there are a lot of them out there because they end up in my office and they're saying, hey, what can you do? I've heard that you can help lower cholesterol naturally. What all can you do? And now I get to say, not only can we do all this stuff with fixing diet and adding in some exercise and doing some nutritional corrections, we can also add cryotherapy and speed this whole process up.
Right. And for those of you who are not in the group of people who don't want to take statin medications, come to the Institute and talk about why you might want to change your view and may decide that statin medications aren't.
Be happy to sit and talk with
you.
Be happy to.
Because if you don't have an issue taking them, maybe you should.
But I mean, let's put this into perspective for just a second. 20 sessions. Now, these sessions are 3 minutes maximum. So we're talking about a 52% drop in LDL cholesterol and a 43% drop in total cholesterol for 60 minutes of time. 60 minutes.
Total.
That's insane.
Right.
That, I mean, holy cow. So what they also found is they found that that this was dose dependent. So what that means is the more the subjects did, the better their change was. And so 5 sessions, they noticed that it didn't really do much. 10 did some more, but not as much. And then 20 sessions is the one that basically gave those results: 35% drop in triglycerides, 20% increase in HDL, and 25.5% decrease in LDL cholesterol.
And this is really, common. As far as a lot of the treatments that we offer, that you need a number of treatments in order to see these big results, especially with something like cholesterol. We also see that with chronic conditions or autoimmune conditions, things like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. It is something that's going to have to build on itself. And it is different than taking a pharmaceutical drug because they usually will change things immediately, but they're not necessarily making you healthier.
Right. You have to remember out there, ladies and gentlemen, that it took years for you to get to where you are. It's not going to be turned around all at one time. But I'll be honest, 60 minutes is pretty stinking fast when you consider years of, cardiovascular disease starts in your second decade of life. So that's from 10 to 19 years old. That's when heart disease starts. And we know that starts then. So for those of you out there that are, 40, 50 years old, you've been having this stuff go on for 30, 40 years.
Right. And the 20 sessions, we have packages for people who want to do unlimited cryotherapy sessions. You could do that in a month.
Yeah. Very easily could do that in a month. It's insane.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we have more. I'm so excited. We have so much more. So there's another study that looked at flexibility for all of you athletes out there. And let's be honest, a lot of people are looking for cryotherapy because they exercise and they want to decrease that inflammatory response. They want to speed recovery. That's what cryotherapy really, really does. It's what it's good at. And there are a lot of people. That's why athletes are buying them. That's why athletes use them. They try to get these things for their houses. We know what they're doing.
Right. And there are a lot of sports teams that have them.
Oh, yeah. I think every professional sports team in Texas has one. I know for certain that they do. They advertise that they do.
Right.
And there are lots and lots of colleges that have them. It's everywhere. So I want to go and talk about a study on multiple sclerosis. So there was one study out there that they found cryotherapy benefited fatigue and functional status in people with MS. Basically, what they did is they used a bunch of standard scales: fatigue severity scale, the Rivermead motor assessment, multiple sclerosis impact scale, and then the subscales of that, physical and psychological. What they found was a significant improvement in functional status and the feeling of fatigue. And in Europe, there is a ton of research going on right now on multiple sclerosis and cryotherapy. So just for anyone out there who knows someone who's affected by MS, let them know that there's things out there that are looking promising.
Right. And there isn't much available other than, we've talked about hyperbaric before and how it can have benefits for multiple sclerosis. But in general, most people who have been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis are not given much hope for any sort of benefit.
Right. That's true. So then there's another one on bone health before we have to go to this break. So this study looked at healthy rugby players. Now, that may be a limitation. So we're not talking here about, 80-year-old women with severe osteoporosis. But what's interesting is that they measured this stuff called RANKL. It's receptor-activated nuclear factor kappa B. or Kappa Beta. I don't know. I forget. But
no one's going to know.
Yeah, no one's going to know. No one's listening. No, who am I kidding? No one's listening. And then they looked at this stuff, this other receptor stuff called osteoprotegrin. Okay. So this is a fundamental cytokine system. These two things work together to connect the immune system and bone metabolism to link the pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory balance to calcium scores. This is a big deal. Rankle is released from osteoblasts, and osteoblasts are cells that form bone, and lymphocytes, which is a part of our white blood cells. So it's released from osteoblasts, and it activates osteoclasts. These are bone reabsorbing cells. So we have these two types of cells in our body, one that lays down bone, one that reabsorbs bone. Okay? Cryotherapy increased osteoprotegrin. Right? This is extremely important because the ratio of osteoprotegrin to Rankle is the ratio of resorption to formation. So basically what it's saying, in not so many words, is that it's showing that cryotherapy can counteract inflammation-induced bone resorption. So we can stop an osteoporotic process, is basically what this is saying, in a nutshell. Aaron's irons are glazed over. It may be a good time for a break.
Yeah.
So I got all excited. Sorry about that. All right, when we come back, we got quite a bit more information that we're going to try to squeeze in this next segment. So stick with us. This is Wellness 101. I want the good life every good night. You're a hot one to hold, 'cause you don't even know. I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Somebody save your soul, 'cause you've been sinning in the city. I know.
This is Wellness 101.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking today about cryotherapy. It's so exciting. We've talked about how it can help cholesterol levels. It helps with MS. It helps with bone health. It helps alter the omega-3-6 ratio in the body. Is there anything else that it helps that I missed?
Well, I mean, we've got a lot that we're going to talk about now.
Yeah, so. I just was giving a quick refresher. That's all. Okay, so diving right back in. So inflammation and hormone balance. This is another thing that cryotherapy is very good at. So the most searched thing when looking at cryotherapy, when people are searching for cryotherapy, they're looking for the anti-inflammatory and pain relieving effects. So fibromyalgia is a big thing out there that people complain of or have. There's a study that looked at fibromyalgia, and what we know about fibromyalgia is that it's basically an auto-inflammatory condition, meaning that your body inflames itself and then creates all this pain. And no one really knows what causes it, and it presents way differently, very differently clinically. So one person can come in and have completely different things than the other person, and still everyone has, you know, both people could have fibromyalgia.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I think pretty much people are diagnosed with fibromyalgia when they have pain and medical doctors can't figure out what it is. As someone who has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia and no longer has any pain, it can be fixed. So there are other things besides cryotherapy, but in the meantime, it took a long time. Well, not a long time, but, you know, it does not go away overnight. And so cryotherapy is something that even if you do start looking for different ways to treat fibromyalgia, cryotherapy can really help decrease pain in the meantime.
Right. So the researchers studied people with fibromyalgia, and they had in the study, half of the people in the study got cryotherapy and half didn't. And they measured common sense things. So they measured things like quality of life and ability to perform daily tasks and global health status, and then fatigue severity scale. So these are things that people that are afflicted with fibromyalgia, they have a hard time getting around and doing stuff day to day.
Yeah, it's completely debilitating.
It is. But the results that they saw with cryotherapy are crazy. They saw huge clinical improvements in the quality of life, the ability to perform daily tasks, the global health status, and the fatigue severity scale. It just improved across the board. People just felt so much better. And I mean, that's just tremendous for anyone out there suffering from fibromyalgia.
Right.
Go find yourself a cryo chamber and hop in it.
Because I think that anyone who has, you know, who has fibromyalgia suffering from this knows the tremendous amount of effort that you have to put forth to get through your daily tasks, the things that, you know, most people take for granted. So if we can decrease pain, the effort that you have to use goes down, and that changes your life dramatically.
Right. So there are a lot of studies out there looking at inflammatory markers in the body, and they like to look at these cytokines that I talked about earlier. And one that they like to measure is interleukin-6. And what they've noticed with, what researchers have noticed was with cryotherapy, is that it can decrease interleukin-6 after repeated treatments. So if you get one, your interleukin-6 level may come up, but after repeated treatments, it actually starts to go down. And that's a huge benefit to decrease these inflammatory cytokines in the body. Again, we're taking fuel away from the fire. We're decreasing inflammation throughout the body. And when we can decrease this inflammation, that's when we're able to get rid of what's at the root of a lot of these chronic health conditions like heart disease and diabetes. You can get rid of that stuff. So I want to jump and talk a little bit about depression.
Yes.
And so there have been a lot of studies that show that whole body cryotherapy is beneficial for people who suffer from depression, anxiety, or both. And the reason for this response is attributed to hormonal benefits that occur as a result of the 2 to 3 minute treatment. There's one study in particular who patients had 15 whole body cryotherapy treatments over 3 weeks reported that their depression decreased by 50%. 50%. That's staggering amount of change given the short period of time, plus the fact that it takes pretty much any classic antidepressive medication twice as long to achieve the same benefits. I mean, that tell you you're going to have to be on this for a month or two before you see benefits from
right and
from
long term. The success rate is much higher than that of antidepressants, because a 50% decrease in depressive symptoms is huge.
Right. And what they reported is they felt an improvement in mood, a deeper sense of relaxation, and euphoria, all as a result of hormonal benefits. So,
right. And these results are seen after one treatment, but they will last longer the more that you get. And I think that's what makes the difference. People will see the difference, you know, after one, but you want it to last longer if you're talking about something like depression. And so the more treatments that you get, the longer that sense of well-being stays after.
Yeah. So what all effects or what all things are out there on, you know, what cryotherapy can do? So let's talk about the skin for just a second. Things that happen with the skin. Basically, cryotherapy causes your skin to start producing more collagen. And when you produce more collagen, you improve skin tone and smoothness, which basically is a fast, easy way of saying it helps eliminate fine lines and wrinkles.
Right.
I sound like a commercial on TV.
Yes. Well, and I know I've read that
fine lines and wrinkles.
That this is something Demi Moore uses and there are actually a number of celebrities that are said to have used this for anti-aging reasons, but research is out there that, I mean, this does actually help.
Yeah, and there are lots of people that report a decrease in cellulite. In fact, the cryotherapy was actually featured on Dr. Oz, and it's been on there a couple of times. And one time it was on there, one of the ladies that used it actually told him, what I've noticed is a decrease in cellulite. After just like 3 or 4 treatments, she said she's seen a tremendous change in cellulite. Well, that makes sense because it all has to do with collagen production and calorie burning, because not only does it do that, it helps burn calories. It creates this thermogenesis.
Right, because I think we've mentioned that it helps with weight loss, that a lot of people have reported having that benefit, but that's different than reducing cellulite. You can have weight loss and have a great reduction in cellulite.
That's exactly right.
And so the fact that it does both is really a great thing.
Right. And so immune system effects. So it's anti-inflammatory. We know that an inflammatory response is an immune response. So cryotherapy helps to improve the function of the immune system. It decreases stress. It helps with sleep. A lot of people report, hey, I feel a whole lot better when I wake up, or when I went to bed, I slept better. I woke up and I felt more refreshed.
Right. They sleep more soundly.
Right.
That's a common reported benefit.
Right. Some other things, it's, again, pain relieving and anti-inflammatory. It helps with rheumatoid and osteoarthritis.
Right.
Athletes use it a ton.
It was produced to, you know, it was actually first used to help with rheumatoid arthritis.
Right. So I said earlier that it was featured on Dr. Oz. It was also featured on the doctors, for those of you out there who watch the doctors. And actually, Dr. Sears got into the chamber. He was the one that got in. He discussed that before. What I found interesting, he said before he got into the cryotherapy chamber, he had done vigorous exercise, and that after the session, he had no pain. That's huge.
Right.
That's Dr. Sears. I mean, he's very well known. We know a lot of celebrities use it. Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player, uses it. But Tony Robbins talks about it as well. And Tony Robbins, in an interview, this has been a while ago, he was asked, it was about technology, and he was asked how much he likes technology and the fact that he uses it. And the person doing the interview said, asked him, what is your favorite piece of technology? And he answered with cryotherapy. No one was expecting it. And he talked about the benefits and how he uses it. He has it at his home. He uses it every single day, how it improves his health and well-being, and how he feels so much better after using it. I found that pretty astounding. Anyone can go on YouTube where he talks about it. It's pretty impressive.
Right. But I think really the key here is that people who try it and see the benefits become kind of the biggest advocates. They're the best advertisements because they know the difference that it makes to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And like we said, you know, we're seeing more and more celebrities talking about how much it helped them, what it did for them, how much they love using it and being featured on shows more and more.
Right.
So.
And one of the things that we didn't mention, I want to make sure I throw out there, is it helps with things like dermatitis and psoriasis.
Oh, yeah.
So many people are suffering from skin conditions and, you know, there isn't a whole lot to help with that, or you're having to take prescription creams. And so this is a way to help that.
Right. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. It was a very exciting show. I love cryotherapy. I'm sure we're going to be talking more and more about it. I'd like to thank you listeners for tuning in. If you have questions or comments, please visit our Facebook page at the Institute of Natural Health. Visit our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. You can find out more information about cryotherapy there. You can message us, follow us on our social media. Call us, 314-293-8123. For Wellness 101, this is Dr. TJ. Thanks for listening. Play my favorite song, and I could tell it would be long. He was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long.